Yes, Mr. President.
Well, your man Luce flew the Cub.
No.
Well, he said that, by God, he didn't care enough about Johnson and Jackson to stay with him. He just going up with the new Con Edison.
Oh, sir, well, he went over and talked to you.
That's right, I know that. I'm just kidding you.
I'm just kidding.
Looks like to me you got too good a man.
Yeah, well, you remember what I told you, Mr. President, that he had the high regard of the private and the public utilities. And as a matter of fact, up there, I think he'll, you know, can be helpful.
Who do you think ought to succeed him?
Dave Black.
Do you?
Yes, sir. And I think it'd save you a lot of trouble.
What about Bonneville?
Well, we can work that out there, but Black is, you know, been on the Federal Power Commission, and he was general counsel in the Bureau of Public Roads. He's a bright fella. I never recommend anyone that's not going to be a good Johnson man and help the cause. But, and I think Stewart has a high regard for him.
Is he a public power man?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And he voted on the gas issues.
Voted right.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And you'll get no criticism from, you know, the usual rabid characters. And overall, I mean, he's balanced. He is a loose tradition. He's not a nut. He's a good lawyer. He's very able. And he's first rate.
All right, I don't want to talk to you. I've got to say, can't you shut Lee Metcalf up? What's he raising
now? Mr. President, he was just stone drunk yesterday. Just pathetic, you know. I tried to talk to him, and he corrected the record, but he's just hopeless.
Does he get drunk often?
Oh, he's drunk 10 o'clock in the morning. It's sad.
That happened. I didn't ever observe it. Is that just recently?
Well, it's been going on for the last 3 years.
I'll be there.
Yes, sir. He's just, it's tragic. And he's got this fellow who is just an all-out fanatic on utilities who writes all the...